There is something that I just wanted to say quickly before I go to the gym. I have been ruminating about something. I made a mistake and I just wanted to share the experience so maybe you can avoid making the same mistake that I did. So what happened is, like, over the years I have been able to learn how to successfully delete energy, the unwanted poisonous energy from my life. I have been able to learn how to forget names. I have been able to, if you hear some background knowledge, noise, I'm sitting in a parking lot outside my gym. So I have been able to learn how to do that, but every now and then I do fall off the track because I'm not a computer, you know what I mean? It's not like a hard drive that every time your brain will go and access to the same kind of that your brain will go back to the lesson that you learned in the past and will not make the same mistake again, because you are human and there are a million things going on in your life, and then you tend to forget some learned lessons. But then again, it's easy to learn them the second time because there is no pain learning the same lesson the second time. It's just more of a reminder, not learning. And you sort of learn how to minus the pain and just not kill yourself for making the same mistake, because at the end of the day you are human. So I have been able to minus those people or those energies from my life which are not, which becomes a barrier in your growth, which in your spiritual growth, in your everyday day-to-day life. If they are people in your life that are becoming poisonous in your everyday life, then you kind of have to just get rid of them, just delete them. Don't let somebody emotionally drain your energy, you know what I mean? So, and every now and then, sometimes you end up making the same mistake. But then what I started doing was that I started writing that if there is somebody that I really blocked from my life, what I would do is I would take a paper from my file and I would write the reasons for which I am blocking them. And every time I feel like making that connection again, I go back to the same reasons. And this method has helped me over the time to keep myself on track, because I'm not saying people don't change, but most of the time there is always a pattern. And when you see the pattern over and over, just stay away from them. But whenever you feel like, you know, that your soul is hungry and you feel like you have nothing to eat, I would say don't go back into the garbage bin, you know, where everything you discarded is there. And when something is in the garbage, it becomes poison. And it's always better to starve than eat poison. So it's just that rather than eating poison, you might want to go back to the list of reasons that you wrote down, or maybe mentally. I write down everything. That's just how I function. And if you are somebody who is have any other kind of way to do things, sorry, go for it. But that's just my method. So I just have to sometimes remind myself to go back and look at all the reasons for which you discarded someone's energy. And you can save yourself a lot of trouble. With that, I think that's pretty much it, and I have to go get my workout, bust my ass, and pay the rent for having this body. That's how I look at exercise, actually. It's kind of like a rent that you pay for having a body. The more rent you pay, the better your house is gonna be. The lesser rent you pay, it's going to be a bad house. Your body is like a house, you know. It's like a house for your soul. So the more you pay, the better is your living condition. And workout is rent. We started talking about something else, but ended up talking about something else, and then I'm like, whatever. I segue a lot. That's just my superpower, I can say. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. See you later. And